So, you have some Hunger Games sequels for me?
Yes, sir, I do. We got two books left, which means three movies to go.
Yeah, it feels like you should check that math.
Yeah, it feels like we should cash that check.
What?
Money.
Oh, good word, good word.
Yeah, remember we're gonna do that thing where you take the final book of a young adult series and split that into two movies to blatantly squeeze as much money out of it as you can?
Right. Is there enough material for us to do that?
Not exactly, no.
Well, but you said the good word, though, so what happens in these things?
Well, President Snow was mad at Katniss and PETA because they inspired some uprising after winning the Hunger Games, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they've kind of become this symbol of the rebellion.
Oh, so Snow makes sure they're never seen by the public again?
No, he sends them to all the districts with some microphones and a bunch of free time to strategize with each other and their allies.
Well, it kind of seems like it might further incite the rebellion.
Yeah, so that further incites the rebellion.
Right.
So Snow sends these really mean Power Rangers to all the districts to be violent and beat people up.
Oh, very rude.
Yeah, but then Katniss and PETA and Haymitch, they use their influence as victors to stop the violence, and Snow does not like that.
So what does he do?
Yeah, well, see, he has this new game master and advisor, this guy Plutarch Heavensby.
Oh, a very wacky name. He sounds like a space butler.
And he's been pushing stuff like public beatings and executions, but now he's like, hey, let's do a Hunger Games, but just using the pool of existing victors.
That's a pretty evil plan, for sure.
Yeah, so Katniss and PETA, they both head into these new games, and they just make a ton of friends.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Wait, what? Well, they have this big group of allies. They're all looking out for each other. It's pretty nice.
Okay, well, I mean, that is nice, but aren't they supposed to kill each other?
No, they're only gonna kill some of the evil tributes, who are comically evil, so it's okay if they die. Like, one of them has fangs.
Well, okay, so just completely removing any moral dilemma from the Hunger Games.
Yeah, get that out of here.
Wow.
So anyway, eventually Katniss is gonna shoot an arrow at a lightning bolt, and that's just gonna overwhelm the electrical system, which destroys the dome they're in.
Oh, she blows up the Hunger Games?
She does, and then she finds out that there was this whole secret rebellion going on, and a bunch of the other contestants were in on it.
Oh.
Yeah, the plan the whole time was to get Katniss and PETA out of there.
Well, why weren't they let in on the plan?
So the movie could have a fun little twist at the end.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and so this whole thing was organized by this lady named Coin and that guy Plutarch.
The advisor to Snow, the space butler?
Yeah, the game master guy. He was secretly a good guy.
What a public executions for a good guy.
Yeah, okay, maybe not a good guy, but... you know, a guy.
Well, good to know.
So anyway, then Katniss finds out that PETA was captured, and she's super angry because he's all she cares about.
What? When did that happen?
Oh, at a certain point, I imagine. Anyway, he's all she's gonna talk about for the rest of the movies.
Well, okay then.
And so then, that one's over. That one's done.
Oh, that's kind of abrupt. I feel like nothing was resolved.
Yeah, this isn't really gonna be one of those movies that stands on its own. This is more of a stepping stone situation.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So then in the next one...
wait, is this one gonna be a movie or a stepping stone too?
Stepping stone as well, sir.
And this one's gonna pretty much be a propaganda battle between the rebels and the Capitol.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the Capitol keeps putting out these videos of a skinny-looking PETA, and he's saying stuff like, okay, everybody stop fighting now, please, okay?
Okay.
And so the Rebellion also start to make propaganda videos, but the thing is, the videos are kinda crappy, and Katniss isn't very convincing.
Oh, so what do?
Well, they decide to send her into actual battle so they could get some real reactions from her and whatnot.
They risk everything because Katniss is not a good actress?
Yeah, most of this movie's gonna be them trying to compensate for Katniss's unconvincing acting abilities.
Yikes.
And so eventually, the good guys are gonna go on this mission to try to rescue PETA and the other victors, and they're just gonna kinda not encounter any resistance in doing so.
Oh, very suspicious.
Yeah, and it turns out Snow let them rescue PETA as part of his evil plan.
Oh!
Yeah, see, he brainwashed PETA into wanting to kill Katniss, and that's just what he tries to do with his little malnourished arms.
Snow's strategy was to send an underfed guy to choke her out?
Exactly. Pretty evil, right?
He just gave up the main piece of his propaganda strategy.
He did, yeah.
And if they were able to brainwash people this whole time, why didn't they do that to Katniss and PETA right after the first games?
Unclear. They're not very good at this, I guess.
Well, okay then. So how does everybody react to PETA trying to kill Katniss?
Oh, well then, that movie's done too. It's over.
Right, stepping stone. Okay.
Yeah, not really any resolutions or anything. Just kind of, hey, come see the next movie, okay?
Sure.
So in the next movie, they want to storm the Capitol.
Storming the Capitol is tight.
Yeah. That's gonna age well, right?
What is?
That sentence I just said, that's gonna age well, that's gonna age okay.
Why wouldn't that age well?
I don't know, I just got this weird feel. It's probably nothing.
Okay, so anyway, they wanna go to the Capitol, but Snow set up these pods all over the place, like every 10 feet, and they're filled with deadly stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like one of them just suddenly fills up a whole city block with some oil stuff, which then disappears.
What? Where does it go?
Well, technology's borderline magic in these movies, so don't worry about that.
Okay, so wow, I guess it's gonna be tough for them to even get close to the Capitol with all those magical traps lying around.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just use the big tunnels under the city. They walk through those.
There are big tunnels that lead to the capital, and Snow didn't put pods down there?
That's right.
Well, yeah, that is convenient.
It sure is, sir. But while they're down there, this is gonna turn into a horror movie for a little bit, and these zombie mutant things are gonna kill a bunch of the squad.
Oh, that's not good.
It's not, no.
It's a bad thing.
So then what happens?
Well, then out of nowhere, Snow just decides to invite everyone to his mansion.
What? I don't know. He's not the brightest.
So then Katniss and Gale, they plan on sneaking in, but the Power Rangers, they're checking everybody's faces.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for Power Rangers.
Yeah, you do. But just as Katniss is about to get caught, a bomb goes off, and then everything explodes, and Katniss's sister explodes, and everything explodes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and everybody blames Snow, and so they take him down, but it was actually Coin.
Oh, that's gonna be fun to see.
No, that's gonna be an off-screen thing.
Oh.
And so then Coin makes herself president, but she's a little power hungry.
Oh, she's evil.
She is,
and she wants some new Hunger Games, but with people from the capital.
Wow.
So then there's this big ceremony where Katniss is supposed to execute Snow, but instead she shoots her arrow at Coin and kills her.
What? How?
Well, Coin was standing behind Snow for some reason with her arms open. Just a great target.
What was Katniss's plan if she didn't have that amazing placement?
Unclear.
And so then the crowd runs up to Snow and they kill him with their bare hands.
Ah.
So then a couple years later, PETA and Katniss, they have some kids.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, we just jumped forward a couple of years and everything's peaceful now. The symbol of the revolution killed the leader of the revolution in front of a bunch of people, and then people murdered the former president with their bare hands, and that didn't lead to chaos. No, that led to off-screen peace, and everything's good now.
Okay.
And so Katniss and PETA hang out with their kids a bit, and that's about it. What do you think?
Well, it sounds like we're really stretching and squeezing this franchise for everything it's worth, you know, so I'm pretty happy about that.
We really are, sir. I don't see how we could squeeze another penny out of the Hunger Games.
Hello, it's Ryan here. Thanks for watching that video. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and the button and the whatever other buttons. Not the dislike. That's a bad button. You could also leave me a comment telling me what other movies you want to see pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new one. See you guys on the next video. Bye-bye.